Just After Midnight by Katherine Ryan Hyde. Performed by Kate Rudd. Faith stood in line to buy two chicken soft tacos from the food truck that serviced that weekend's dressage show. Bag in hand, she cut across what might have been green lawn if this hadn't been the Central California Valley. If it hadn't been more or less 100 degrees all summer, including now. Instead, her boots crunched over a sea of wood chips on the way to Barn C. She had to take a long cut to avoid a watering truck that was spraying down the path to keep the dust to a minimum. Halfway there, a few yards past the warm-up arena, Faith heard a clop of steel-shod hooves and looked over, and very much up, to see John Wintermeyer ride up behind her on his dark bay Dutch warm-blood gelding. "Just finish your ride?" she asked, craning her neck to see his face. She had to shield her eyes against the midday sun, which seemed to hang directly over John's head.
"Yup."
Then he seemed happy enough to let it go at that. They set off walking together side by side, if such a thing can be said when one person's side is nearly 6 feet higher than the other. They kept pace more easily than Faith might have imagined. He was a bizarrely tall man, John. About 6 feet five, she guessed, maybe even 6 feet six. As a result, he made his massive dressage horses look like ponies. At the top of his withers, this gelding was taller than Faith. When the huge beast was saddled, she could not peer over the horse's back, not even on tiptoes. But the bottom of John's boots, where they sat in their metal stirrups, hung more than a foot below the bottom of the huge horse's barrel. John's legs looked toothpick thin in their clean, white English breeches. Faith thought she could wrap both hands around the widest part of John's thigh and have her fingertips touch on both sides, though for obvious reasons she had never tried. "How did it go?" she asked, more or less to have something to say.
"Could have been better."
His voice sounded small, or just too far above her, or both. "Actual errors, or you just didn't like the way he was going?"
"Somewhere in between. The canter pirouettes were only so-so. His haunches came around too much. That's my fault as much as his. But I was pretty disappointed with the tempies."
It was a dressage word Faith didn't think she had heard before and could not have written out correctly.
"I don't know what that is," Faith said.
They walked by another mounted horse, a young-looking, slim gray who froze, backed up two steps, then reared while its rider hung on and tried to spur it forward. At one time, Faith would have cleared the area fast at such a disturbance. These days, she just kept walking.
"Tempi changes," he said. "You know."
"I swear, John, I'm learning as fast as I can. Some days I feel like my head is going to explode, and I still don't know 5% of what you and Sarah know."
For a moment, they just walked, Faith listening to the reassuring clop of his horse's hooves. She noticed John had kicked out of the stirrups and was letting his long legs hang freely. He might easily have bumped the back of the massive warmblood's knee with the toe of his high black boot. They passed Barn A, and Faith was glad to see that they were almost back. It was such a long walk from everything on these showgrounds to everything else, and in this heat.